you may have heard of a Broadway musical based on a real-life 9/11 story. It's called Come From Away. It's a feel-good show that won the Tony Award, perhaps because it strikes the notes of virtue and goodness on a day that those qualities seemed missing from the world. Come From Away takes place in an itty-bitty fishing town 1,000 miles from Lower Manhattan in Newfoundland, home to Celtic heritage and lilting voices.
11:53 a.m.
Tuesday,
September 11, 2001. Any available community buildings will be converted into shelters. With thousands of passengers arriving at any minute, the town is asking for help with, well, anything you can do.
Within minutes of the planes hitting the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, American airspace shut down. So, planes still in the air from Europe had to divert to Canada, and some 7,000 passengers landed in the tiny town of Gander on Newfoundland, scrambling to catch up to the horrific news.
Not to say too much, and that's when rumors start flying.
There was an accident.
An accident?
The U.S. airspace is closed.
For the first time in history.
Why won't she tell us what
happened? The helicopter crashed in Pennsylvania.
The helicopter crashed.
Ma'am, I need to
know. We need to do something.
It's 1-4-3. Oh, my God. It's 1-4-3.
This musical is the story of these plain people, as they were called, and their hosts in Gander, who on this dark day for humanity showed so much of it. They feed, house, clothe, and pour drinks. They open up their shops, no charge. They fill more than 1,000 prescriptions for free for these folks who are, in the lingo, come from away, hence the title of the show. Two women are central characters. One, Beulah Cooper of Gander, made me chuckle a bit, remembering how September 11th unfolded for her.
I got a phone call asking me to bring a tray of sandwiches to the Legion, and I had no clue what was going on. So I made my sandwiches, and I brought them down, and I asked what was going on. And they said there was a plane load of people coming in, but it was the wee hours in the morning when they came in. And I took some men over to the hotel to make phone calls, and then I took some women to the hotel to make phone calls.
Okay, now here's the stage version of Beulah.
Hello, this is Beulah Davis down at the Academy. I heard we might be getting some guests, and I thought I'd see if I could help who's ever in charge of getting a school organized. How many passengers can we take? Well, we fit about 400 students. Yes, we could probably do 600. Yeah, or sure, 700 if we really pack them in. When are they coming? Could be any time now. Well, I'm glad I phoned.
Beulah forms a close tie with one of the passengers, Hannah O'Rourke of New York. Hannah was traveling back from her native Ireland that day.
It took off, you know, and they said that we were going to land in Newfoundland, Gander, Newfoundland. And everybody was looking at one another, and then they explained that there was problems at the airport, and problems in New York. We didn't know what was going to happen or where we were going to go.
Hannah and Beulah were both 60-something at the time, and both mothers of firefighters. From Newfoundland, Hannah frantically phones New York over and over for any news of her son, Kevin. He's a fireman with Rescue Company 2 in Brooklyn, and he's missing.
I am telling you, listen, my son, he takes risks. He's not missing. He's helping or hurt. He'll get out of this. Yes, I'll keep trying. And yes, here's the number. And yes, at the Legion in Gander, I'll be right here. I should be there when it's over and done, when he comes through the door and says, I'm home, Mom. I should be there for my son, but instead I am here. I am here. She leaves message after message for her son until there's no more room on his answering machine. All I know.
20 years later, the real-life Hannah remembers that frustration of so many calls not getting through. She's now 87.
Hot shot. If you got through, you got through. And if you didn't, you didn't. And that was it. But we got through. It was the same. No news, you know. No news yet, you know. We'll let you know when, you know.
Beulah walks me to church. And when we get there, I light a candle for my son.
And I do too.
During Come From Away, in the awfulness of not knowing that so many of us shared that day, Hannah steps into a church with another passenger and recalls a Franciscan prayer.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of your peace.
There's despair in life,
where there's
despair
in life, let me bring
home. Where there is darkness, only light.
Where there is darkness, only
light. Where there's sadness, ever
station.
After 5 days in Gander, the plain people finally fly home. and Hannah gets the news. Her son Kevin had been killed in the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
We had to wait to come home till we got news. But they kept informing me, know that he was fine. He'd be fine, you know, Kevin. If there's a way to get out, Kevin will find it, you know. But unfortunately, he didn't, you know. You have to pick up the pieces, you know.
Beulah remembered hearing about it from Hannah.
Very cheerful. Very. In fact, I could tear up now just thinking about it. You know, it's hard. It's hard when you lose a child. It's hard. But she knew in her heart of hearts that they weren't going to find him. They were going to find his body.
Come From Away debuted in 2013 in Toronto, and 4 years later began a run on Broadway. In the audience one night were the two moms portrayed on the stage, Beulah of Newfoundland, Hannah of New York.
We had dinner, and then we went to see the show. They had tickets for us to go to the show. And every time we go to the show, they sit two of us together, and we hold hands, and we shed tears together.
I ask Hannah if she enjoys the show, or if it's too much.
And the first time it was, you know. I say the first time it was very hard to watch, you know, because you were going through the motions again, you know. And I said the musical keeps his memory alive, you know. All he wanted to do was to be a fireman, to help people, and save lives, and that's what he wanted to do. That was his passion.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Tonight in Washington, D.C., the Broadway cast of Come From Away will give a free performance on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Happy McPartlin will play the part of Beulah. She says there's a key moment in the show for the passengers.
They're sequestered in the airplanes that you actually haven't seen or really heard what's been happening. And when they just see it on the televisions at the first time, and there's a musical moment where they say, "Lead us out of the darkness. Lead us somewhere to safety. Lead us far from disaster. Lead us out of the night.
Lead us out of the darkness."
We're all staring at those images, and we just stand helpless watching them.
Lead us somewhere to safety.
We barely know where we are, but we know it's not.
And for me, that is the quintessential moment of Come From Away, because that's what I feel like Come From Away does, is it leads us out of the darkness.
Lead us out of the night.
But it's been so healing for me, and you can see it in the audience members. You don't know exactly what their stories are, but you know that it has healed part of them and uplifted them and made them feel joy, that maybe they can pass this kind of humanity on to other people, even in the smallest of ways.
At the end of the musical, after 5 days in Gander, the plane people get ready to fly home. And, well, here's how Beulah tells it.
The day they left, we stood at the bar and sang "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow" and "So Long It's Been Good to Know You." There wasn't many dry eyes on that door that day.
And as the story goes, the plain people and the people of Gander are changed forever by the events of 9/11. A couple final notes about the musical, in case you might want to see it yourself. It has a lot of lighter moments and one-liners about Newfoundlanders, their plaid shirts and comfy shoes, their accent, "Come on, we goes," and their essential ritual for visitors, down one shot of rum and kiss a codfish. No kidding. After tonight's show in Washington, D.C., Come From Away will go from away for a few days, and then back to Broadway on September 21st. Oh, and a film version premieres tonight on Apple+. I'm Scott Tong, and you're listening to Here and Now.